Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kimberly Corp is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is a business owner, and she and her twin sister, Catherine, own a business in New York City. They have a significant education, and both of them have master's degrees in international affairs and concentrating on international economic policy that from Columbia University. They've got lots and lots of credentials, especially running a business on Fifth Avenue in New York City. That's pretty strong credentials right there. And Kimberly has joined us, not Catherine, but Kimberly is joining us now to talk to us about something that's really a big deal for small businesses, something we have to really focus on, and that's trying to get things done, making things happen, accomplish something during the day while we're being pulled in so many directions. So let's get her in here. Our new friend, Kimberly Corp, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Corp, that's your real name.
That is our real last name.
So what else could you go in? What other field would you go into? I mean, you can't go into nursing or you can't go in. You couldn't go into, you know, some other field. I mean, if you, with a name like Corp, you got to go into business.
Exactly. And what's funny is because we're twins, people call us the Corps, which immediately makes us obviously dead. So it's a very problematic, simple last name. And we've had people tell us when we first opened, we had people saying, you're not supposed to make your business your first name. We're like, no, Corp is our last name, and our business name is something different entirely.
That's so funny.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, folks, I have a picture, a photograph of the identical twins, Kimberly and Catherine. They're beautiful ladies. And I want to talk about your business for a minute before we get into the ping pong thing, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. You're both married.
Yes, we are.
How's that actually happen? I mean, you're both beautiful. You're identical. I mean, how does a guy go about choosing one or the other?
You know, that is an excellent question. And for years, Catherine and I thought there was something wrong with us because we were never asked out. And we were like, what, do I have male off on me? Do I have repel them somehow? And when we were working in different companies, we found that we were more approachable and people were approaching us more. And we were like, oh, maybe we're intimidating together, that they don't know. They see, they're like, oh, wow, I'd like to ask one of them out. But then there's the question of, well, which one do I pick?
And what if I pick the wrong one?
Exactly. Yeah, so it's interesting how when we met our respective husbands,
so those guys were pretty. Those guys were pretty brave and ingenious, weren't they? The way they had to go about it. I mean, these guys were undaunted, weren't they?
Exactly. And I just remember when my husband now, when we were just dating, when my sister and I still lived together, and he'd come to the door to pick me up, and if Catherine opened the door and I was there, you'd see that moment of panic, him looking back and forth, face to face.
Now, like, you can't tell me you guys didn't have some fun with the guys, right?
I mean, well, you know, just a little, but we're pretty compassionate because I can't imagine how that would feel because, you know, I just saw the panic on his face of like, oh my gosh, yeah. What do I do? And my heart took pity on that and I just couldn't. So even if we had an idea of, oh, let's play a joke, we never really went through with anything,
right?
Because our hearts just took over.
Exactly. Well, good for you. I'm glad you're compassionate for the guy's sake. But I have one other question about the twin thing.
Mm-hmm.
How were they able to choose their favorite? I mean, right? I mean, one of you is obviously would have to be the favorite. So how did they choose it? And I'm sure that's you, right?
No, actually, we kind of volleyed back and forth, especially growing up. We were both sort of goody-goodies. So it was pretty much neck and neck, I would say.
Yeah.
I know that when we were babies, my mother had to put signs on our crib of fed and not fed because she was so afraid of feeding the same one twice.
So one little plumper shows up and
right.
They say, oh, and the other one's emaciated. Well, I guess we better. That's pretty funny. Well, so then you decide to go into business for yourself.
Yes.
And as if small business weren't hard enough, you decided to open up on Fifth Avenue. I mean, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Exactly. You know, at the time, it was, you could either call it ambitious or stupid. And how we actually picked our location is we're a service business. We're a Pilates studio.
You're in the luxury business. Yeah.
And we had a map of Manhattan, and we penciled in where all the other Pilates studios were, and there was this giant
How many
pool.
Are there? How many Pilates studios are there in New York City?
Fabulous question.
Like 100 or 200
well,
maybe?
Well, back in, we opened in the year 2000, so August of 2000 we opened, and there were about 20 that were legitimate that you could consider competitors.
Right.
And there were lots of little, you know, people teaching out of their homes,
little boutique, uh-huh.
Right, and now I am sure it's up to 100 given all that.
Wow.
I mean, almost every gym now, you know, those huge gyms that have full-service facilities with spas, et cetera, now have Pilates studios in them. So our competitors have escalated from small studios to these giant full-service gyms that we now have to compete with. So it's a tough market for a luxury business here in Manhattan.
Well, I got to say, you and your sister are in the business all the time, right?
Yes, we really are.
Well, if I were in New York, I mean, I got to say that your Pilates would be the one I would. In fact, I'm actually thinking about next time I'm in New York, you know, signing up to your gym.
Oh, please do.
I mean, I never thought about Pilates before, but with you ladies in there, that would be a definite attraction. Kimberly, what's it like being in business is hard enough, but when you got family involved, that adds an extra degree of difficulty. Has this stressed your relationship with your twin sister, twin sister?
Exactly. I think that is a very important question. And to be completely honest with you, the first two years, looking back on it, were very, very challenging. And now we know the beast, so we're completely fine, and we don't have the knockdown brawls that we had. I mean, we never really knocked each other down. That's a metaphor, just in case.
Come on. You can look. It's just you and me, Kimberly. You can tell the truth. I mean, surely there was a little cat fight there in there somewhere.
I just remember just a couple times where, you know, we're standing 2 feet from one another, screaming our heads off, and we just now know. Well, first of all, we never did it in front of an employee because that's inappropriate, obviously. And our fights tend to quickly devolve into three-year-old type fights. So we make sure that no one is ever privy to the, because obviously we're sisters first and business owners second. So if we disagree about something, it's very easy to pull from the entire bag of history we have as our arsenal against one another.
But it is not easy being family in business, is it?
It really isn't.
Extra degree of difficulty.
It took a lot of work, and we're now to the stage where we kind of know how the other one reacts, because there were a lot of things that popped up in the first 2 years that it was a situation we'd never been in before.
You have to know when to give and take, don't you? And you have to learn that. Hold on to that thought, Kimberly. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Kimberly Corp, C-O-R-P, we're not making this up, folks. That's their name, is going to be with us in one more segment. We're going to talk about the ping pong syndrome. Are you guilty? Are you a victim, I should say, of the ping pong syndrome? Probably are if you're a business owner. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.